Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The left fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Hollingsworth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Hollingsworth. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Bill Burgo. Batting second. The left fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Herb Hall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joe Rulo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Don Black. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge takes first base on ball four. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rulo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutteridge. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Garrison moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burgo. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Rulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rulo hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is called out on strikes. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burgo. The throw from Mancuso and he is out, Gutteridge applying the tag. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estalella hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall misplays the ball. That's an error on Hall. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic who is chasing the ball. Hayes reaches third base with a triple. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall bunts towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Siebert moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Joe Rulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rulo is 0-for-1 in the game. Rulo hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0-for-1 in the game. Black hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burgo hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall misplays the ball. That's an error on Hall. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards second. Rulo scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sig Jakuki now pitching. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garrison. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Garrison steals second. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-2 in the game. Estalella hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Jakuki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Gutteridge moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. Gutteridge moves to third. Burns moves to second. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. Burns scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rulo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rulo is 0 for 2 in the game. Rulo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Black hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burgo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Garrison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burgo moves to second. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Estalella takes first base on ball 4. Burgo moves to third. Garrison moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burgo scores. Garrison scores. Estalella moves to second. It's 7-3, Athletics. Sam Zaldak now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Joe Rulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rulo is 0 for 3 in the game. Rulo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. Kell moves to second. It's 8-3, Athletics. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Black hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it, throws to third for one, and over to first, double play. Rulo moves to second. Two outs. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Burgo hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Sam Zaldak. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is called out on strikes. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rulo misplays the ball. That's an error on Rulo. Burns moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty West now pitching. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Garrison is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Estilella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore strikes out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-3 in the game. Christman strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rulo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.